Hey guys.
What's up?
How's it going? Boss Barrel Radio for the week of April 27, 2011. Ryan Fielder, John Stanhope, Griff Hoffman. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, I'm good, Griff.
Great. Tell me about poisonous creatures, John. Which one is the scariest?
The spiders. Spiders are always the scariest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the smallest.
Puncturing your toenail spider one is freaky.
Yeah. Or if you're in the water, the box jellyfish.
What?
Yeah, no, that was the other thing. Most redonkulous thing that I have ever seen, and like how painful it would be to experience this thing. It's like in Australia, box jellyfish.
They have one the size of like an ant. That's the most deadly one there is.
That's not fair at all.
Yep.
I don't know anything about that one. Yeah, I know, like,
they just found it out like a couple years ago. They found out what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, this thing I was watching was like box jellyfish can become the size of became the size of a bucket, but then like its tentacles can be up to 18 feet long.
And they have up to 60 tentacles.
Yeah.
It's just like a ball of tentacles then.
Yeah, nope. And so if you're out there swimming around, you may not even notice that you're brushing into one of those things, and then you
until about 2 minutes later.
Exactly.
How do jellyfish eat?
It's really
are they carnivorous
them.
or
they're carnivorous, yeah. They have neurotoxins, and it makes their stuff go paralysis.
Do they like,
just take the little box around the animal, and the tentacles suck them up?
Like
and
they're
just
scrubbing
keep them
bubble
there
head.
For a while.
Yeah, they just digest them slowly inside a box.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, no. The best thing is
they're like the mushrooms of the sea. Like they're just
but you don't eat them.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Urukanji. That's the small like ant-sized jellyfish. That is the most dangerous one of them all.
Huh. Ant-sized.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fuck,
what if you
man.
Ate that thing?
Size of your pinky nail. I guess a little bigger than an ant. Size of your pinky nail.
You get some pretty big ants.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Ugh.
Yep.
And it just instantly kills you?
It doesn't within like 3 minutes it can.
Ugh.
If you don't get immediate help.
How does that help? Like, how does that help that thing? Like, what
well,
can fight that toxin that is like, why has that jellyfish not ruled the ocean now?
Well, like, it's so small.
Like, that's my thing was with, like, the poisonous, like, the poison dart frog.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, the only way that poison really helps it is if it's being ingested. Like,
if something
poison,
puts it in its mouth.
Yeah.
Well, they have just evolved to, so creatures know not to eat that.
Yeah.
Right. At this point.
Thousands of poison tree frogs have sacrificed their lives to make all the other animals know what's up.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Just like tons of canaries have died so that we know not to go in coal mines.
Yeah.
But we still.
It's true. Yes, the canaries don't naturally go in there, though.
By force.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see a flock of canaries just flying
down
into
coal mines.
They learned that a long time ago.
Yeah. I don't know why you guys keep going in there, but I'm a canary, and I don't like coal mines.
I don't want to be in here.
I'm going to stay on top of the mines.
Yeah. So, poisonous creatures are gross.
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
Oh, John was watching.
Last couple of days, I've been watching a ton of like National Geographic's most deadliest creatures.
Yeah.
You know, in India, number one killer, elephants.
Yeah. They're dangerous.
They kill 200 people a year.
They're kind of big. And that you think you have them tamed, and then the males, well, the females don't get upset, but the males get, like, they go into heat, and then they just stomp everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta
blood
watch out.
Rage.
Yep.
Yeah, they get a little crazy.
If they want to hump, you better get out of the way.
What?
Apparently, there's, like, something like 6,000 individual muscles inside of their trunk.
Yeah.
And, like,
it's a lot.
It's, like, their strongest muscle in their body, and they just pick shit up and throw it.
So can jellyfish move their tentacles, or are they just like...
They just float, kind of.
They don't have, like, muscles in the...
They
are a muscle.
They can move them.
Okay.
They're
not, like, articulatable. They can't, like, wrap them around prey.
Well, they use
once
something
they catch
to,
one, they,
to take...
They bring them up.
Oh. So it's probably, like,
but the
soft,
tentacles
smooth
are all...
muscle that just can, like...
Right.
That, like, your stomach, which you don't have control over. It's, like, involuntary, like, moving, like, relaxing and contracting. Whereas you've got, like, skeletal muscle, which you move through your own volition.
Right.
Ugh. Dude, when I lived in Florida, went to the beach one day, and there was literally thousands of jellyfish on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I was there on that day, but
you're running in there.
I went and touched. Yeah, I did, but they weren't the poisonous kind. But I started holding them in my hand, and I had like hundreds of jellyfish, and they were cool. I started throwing them all over the place.
We're just show them what's up.
Yep,
I rule the land.
Fuck you, jellyfish. Why'd you come on shore?
What's up now?
You can't swim on the shore, jellyfish.
I'm gonna show you my poison. It's my fangs.
How do jellyfish reproduce? That's a better question for my mind right now.
Are jellyfish, do their toxins work on each other?
I don't know.
They can, jellyfish never know love.
No. It's like the black widow after mating.
They're like vampires, you know? Yeah. They can never kill each other. They kill. Woe is the life of the jellyfish.
Fuck the radio now. Solely dedicated to jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
You your sole need a logo source jellyfish in jellyfish. On, our new, yep. On the new Vals barrel.
Take down the old one and put up the jellyfish.
That's there. Right. Take out the just put tentacles under the TV. So why don't we talk about games, guys?
Why really? We gotta switch topics.
I can talk about.
Did anyone see a jellyfish in some games?
No
jellyfish in games.
No,
no,
not recently anyway.
I haven't seen a jellyfish in a game.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe World of Warcraft or a Pokemon.
I saw a jellyfish.
In, those are kind of jellyfish, right?
Jellyfish, sort of.
Those are Pokemon.
Oh, my bad.
Dude, there's a jellyfish in Final Fantasy XI, and it's probably the second hardest thing to fight in the game because it takes like... Because
it's poisonous?
No, because it takes like 8 hours to
fight.
Is
it on land?
It's really 8 hours to fight?
Yeah, it took... I was with a team that beat it once, and it took us close to 8 hours to
that
fight.
That sounds the opposite of fun.
What happened
to me.
Yeah, what if somebody leaves or like,
I mean, you can get a team of people together to beat this thing much, much faster than that.
How is like, much, much faster? Like 2 hours?
Yeah, like 2 to 3 hours.
What so you have to have a team of people?
You have to have in excess of 30 people.
Are you factoring in like the dungeon crawl to the boss and all the mini bosses, or is it like alone?
This is actually like
Just press a button and the boss is there, and now it's like 8 hours.
I wish I could be like, I could like just randomly encounter somebody about to beat it.
Once you
helped,
just take the guy out and then take the thing out.
Well, the reason it takes so many people is you have to have a team that's dedicated to fighting just it, and then it spawns enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a team dedicated to fighting those.
Do you guys like take shifts?
Yeah, kind of. I got rotated in and out of fighting. he's called the Jailer of Love, and that's he's a great, giant man. Jellyfish, and he's just gross. He's huge. He could probably encompass like.
Yeah, but you don't know how big the Final Fantasy people are. Like an average Final Fantasy person,
we're all the size of pinky nails.
Could just be, microscopic.
Okay, fair enough.
So that jellyfish creature could just be like the size of a foot.
Maybe if we went to fight this jellyfish,
it's like the Gears of War thing. Like the dudes in Gears of War could just be like 3 feet tall.
Yeah, they're all midget size.
Just really big muscles.
That's why they're so stocky.
It's a much higher gravity. So everybody's ripped but smaller.
That works.
But still symmetrical. speaking of video games, what have you guys been playing?
Mortal Kombat. A lot of Mortal Kombat.
Gears of War 3.
Beta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you were telling me the new maps are out for that.
New maps and new game mode now. Mm-hmm.
You 20th prestige gear cog?
No, level 24, I think. It gets a lot harder to level up.
Reading Clifford's Twitter, which is, he's talking about like, it is actually cool to hear his comments on how they are patching stuff as time goes on. And they're like, yeah, we're seeing this as exploitative. We're seeing, like, we've got more dedicated servers from Microsoft. And, you know, he has all these posts that are like, we're noticing the things you guys are telling us. So keep it up.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what the beta's for.
That's what it's supposed to be.
So good. Like, way to use a beta as a beta instead of just, like, a buy-in incentive.
A demo.
Yeah. So... cool there.
I need to go post some stuff saying that the sawed-off shotgun is ridiculously stupid.
Really? Are people gaming it?
Oh, that's the only thing I ever die by.
By
the fucking sawed-off.
Cliff was saying that they've been testing it in-house and that people who use a rapid-fire controller versus fanning the trigger, people who fan the trigger will have a higher fire rate than a rapid fire controller.
Really?
Yeah, like a turbo controller. Yeah.
What about a modded controller?
I don't know.
Same difference.
Yeah, right? Something that would have... Well, I don't know. Maybe if you could like mod it beyond 16 hits a second or something. Like, take the governor off the turbo controller.
That makes no sense at all, though. Like...
It's probably just the way that the gun fires. Like, if it gets pressed too many times, it'll just go into an automatic... Like, he was saying it doesn't... You may be firing faster, but he was saying that you will kill somebody quicker if you fan it versus you use just a turbo like with holding, a max on the turbo. Because it'll still be, like, be fanning, but it'll be tapping at a much higher rate, so it'll be, like, a steady stream of bullets instead of, like, that three-round burst, which is probably what they're going for.
Yeah.
Maintain better accuracy. So you only die by sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of good button tapping does you when one shot kills you in the face.
Just people running by you and shooting you.
Yeah, it's the only way. Like, seriously, it's retarded. Mm-hmm. I hate that gun.
Huh. Is it just because, like, people game it really hard, or is it just annoying?
It's just annoying, like, because I use the other shotgun, because, I don't know, I like it.
Uh-huh.
And, like... I will be point blank and I'll shoot them once and they will not die. And then they'll just turn around and shoot me and I instantly die.
Yeah, I just think, I feel like the sawed off needs to be pulled back a little bit. And I feel like the other shotgun needs to be pushed forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
the way that I see it is you've got the other shotgun,
the Nasher.
Nasher, which has a tighter grouping. So it should do more damage if you're up close. But then your sawed off should, it has that like, rectangle on its side, so you can cover like hitting three guys in one blast, but it wouldn't do as much damage as the Nasher. That would make more sense to me.
Maybe if it had active, it would do more damage,
like,
or something.
Make this sawed off be like a two shot, like do a 1-2.
It's just like the two piece was in Gears of War. In Gears of War, everybody with this would come up and melee you, which would stun you for about a second and a half, and then they would shoot you with the shotgun.
Huh.
So that's the instant kill. And now people are just using the sawed off as the instant
that
kill.
That was the shotgun glitch that happened in all of Gears 2 that we talked about all the time.
Yes, just the two-piece was just a melee and then shoot. And it's
a great
kill.
Name for that.
Like, yes.
Unlike every other, just like noob tube. Like, that just rolls over into every other game. That's great. Yeah. Anything besides the Gears beta?
Call of Duty, but yeah.
So now
I downloaded all of the Sonic games.
What? For your iOS?
No, for Xbox. They were all like 75% off.
Which Sonic games did you waste your money on?
1, 2, 3, and Sonic and Knuckles.
Huh. All right. Well,
and it was $10 for all four of them.
That's good.
Yeah.
You didn't get Sonic 4?
They didn't have it. No. Well, they did, but it was $400. I was like, fuck that.
Not worth it.
No. But I've made my way through 1 3/4 of 2 so far.
Nice. Wow. Yeah.
I've never actually beaten any of them. Mm. No.
No, I've beaten the first Sonic a lot, but that's using that cheat code thing.
Well, they make it really easy in this because you can just save.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That anytime. It's like an emulator save state.
That would help a lot.
Yep.
Nice.
So
save before
there's an
boss
achievement
fight.
For beating the game without dying. And at first that looks really difficult, but then if you just save every once in a while, it's pretty
just
easy.
Revert back,
walk
sure.
5 feet, save. Walk 5 feet, save.
Yeah, just like PC save state where you're just running around in any games, just mashing on the save over save.
Yep. But then I totally forgot how to get Chaos Emeralds in Sonic 2. I was running around it forever trying to find them.
Sonic 2.
Jump
you have
the
to
ring.
Get 50 rings and then hit one of the post marker things and then it like goes
don't remember that well.
In the first Sonic you had to
jump in the large ring at the end of the stage.
You had to have at least 50 rings on you.
Yeah. Is that what it was? Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. But Sonic 1's Chaos Emerald stage is way better than Sonic 2.
I agree. That stupid running on
that was
imaginary
stupid.
3D sphere.
Yes.
Hitting balls.
No, it was rings.
They had like blue and red balls though, didn't they too? And
I haven't gotten that far in them.
Oh, you're talking it becomes a puzzle that is rotating in space, and you have to break through
the
blocks.
No, that's Sonic 1.
Yeah.
Sonic 2, you get that sphere that you're running on.
Oh, I thought it was like a half pipe that you're running down.
Yeah, it is a half pipe.
Oh, sometimes there's a half pipe. Yeah. But there's also ones where it's like a sphere. Maybe I'm thinking of Sonic 3.
Maybe.
I remember half pipe being in 2.
Oh, I think I know what Sonic 3. Yeah, you're talking about Sonic 3 where it's actually a sphere and you're going around the whole thing.
Like, there's like blue and red balls and you have to hit them.
Yeah. No, Sonic 2 is a half pipe where you're running straight down the half pipe and it curves and goes up and you got to collect all the damn rings.
And that's.
Let's collect those rings.
That's why we have Sonic the way we have Sonic now. Yeah. So, like that half pipe thing.
That was the best one.
Yeah. Let's do that.
No, let's just make more Sonic puzzle pinball games.
Sonic Spinball 2.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
They should. I would buy it. I'm a fan of pinball.
I might buy that. Also, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. I know it's been done 100 times, but...
Also, you guys should download Pinball FX 2.
Yeah, I keep thinking about that.
Maybe in this coming month of no releases.
Yeah. Have they announced the lineup for Summer of Arcade is going to be?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything from Xbox. I think there's like vague allusions to things like we might be coming out sometime soon.
Nice.
But I don't.
Oh, surprise! We got stuff.
Yeah. I don't really. I haven't heard any big comments. Like, there's some. Was it Fez? The fedora or the Fez wearing monkey platformer?
That might be coming. The guy from that 70s show?
Yeah. Fuck, no.
Best.
Yeah. Your mama.
Ever.
Wilmer.
Wilder Valderrama's Yo Mama. There is something else that I think was a flash or like a kind of flashy game that I think might be coming out sometime soon on Xbox, but it's like being shelved for that. Anyway, let's talk about things that we know about.
Big bit in Game Informer actually about lots of arcade games coming out, I thought.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'll have to read through it again. I just read the Mass Effect 3 article on it. That's all that matters.
That game's gonna suck.
Is it exciting?
Yeah, probably. No. They blew it.
Damn.
All they did is unimprove it. They made it worse. Yeah. It's just,
It's actually a turn-based strategy.
It's
simulator.
Just tower defense.
Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Yeah. It's Mass Effect.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
They turned Garrus into Sonic.
It's already pretty close. Just made him all blue now.
Blue spiky. Gotcha.
How do you get supersonic in number 2?
I don't know. I don't know. You could get supersonic.
Yeah, there's an achievement for turn into supersonic.
Game genie.
Do you get all the emeralds?
You have to collect so many rings. Like it's like 200 or 300 rings. And then he loses his mind.
Oh.
No, it's like you have to collect so many hundreds of rings, and then you have, like, for every second you are supersonic, it is devouring a ring.
Oh.
Something like that. I feel like it's 200, but I might be wrong. I don't know. Huh. You have an iPhone.
What's that?
It's the internet in your hands.
The future. Yeah. So, besides that,
Mortal
anything
Kombat. Else? Let's hear about it.
Yeah. John, you've been playing
a Mortal lot Kombat's of Mortal a game. Kombat.
We both finished the campaign.
And we both have equal opinions on that.
Like, yeah.
It's good.
It's good.
I really don't like that Shao Kahn is built that way.
It's still a Mortal Kombat arcade game.
Yep.
Which way is he built?
Your stereotypical fighting game like breaks all conventions of everything that you know about fighting games. Like, just invulnerable moments, impossible attacks. Like, it comes a point where you can't play it intelligently. You just have to cheese it.
Yeah.
And that's how every end of chapter boss is in that game. You're like, oh, this is no longer fun. Mm. All right, I'll just get through this. But then it's like, just get through this, and then I go back to having fun and playing with more characters.
Right, right. I mean, it was aggravating, and it took me a while to be like, okay, there's no way to, like, Goro, you can, like, legitimately fight Goro. Pretty legitimately. You can cheese him if you wanted to. But then, like, fighting Shao Kahn, like, he has moves that are unblockable and, like, stun you, so you can't do much
and
there.
His damage index is, like, up 200%, and his damage received is, like, 50%.
Yeah, it's, like, half the amount. Also, his x-ray attack, which...
does about 70%.
No, it's like 56%.
It takes a lot. Like, you go from full health to a lot less than half health.
Yeah, it eats you up.
Basically, if you take one of his attacks, like, he'll do a combo attack that'll do two or three hits on it, And then if you get hit by the X-ray after that, it's over.
Yeah, you will probably be dead.
You will be dead. It's a cool looking
X-ray. Well, plus on top of that, yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, on top of that, the X-ray is pretty cool.
Does he break your foot?
Breaks your head a lot.
He cracks your collarbone and then dislocates your shoulder and kicks you in the neck. So it's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's 56% damage.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
What was I gonna say? The only open spots in him is that he likes to taunt a lot.
Yeah, they gave you that.
Can you block, or is that just not possible?
There's a couple of his attacks that you can block. Most of them, though,
jump.
No,
out
you
of the
can
way.
You can block. They just have really weird entrances to him. Some of his attacks that don't look like they will hit low, hit low.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, like his down hammer.
Or some of his hammers will then just have an automatic stun. Like, it may not damage you, but it'll stun you and take you out of block. And you're like, okay, this is great. Even though I was blocking, now I get punished for blocking.
Oh, does it not actually hurt you if you block that thrown hammer?
I think so. But it'll still stun you.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's fantastic.
But besides the campaign, there's still a lot of way cool stuff in there. John, you're digging the challenge tower a lot.
I'm way into the tower. Challenge tower?
Uh-huh.
Challenge tower. What is
it? Tower of challenge?
Yeah,
tower.
There's a tower with many, many challenges.
Tower.
Shower.
Actually, you know what's really weird about that, though? That is the only time a C appears as the first letter in a thing.
That fucked up.
Yeah, but KH the sound does
who
not
cares?
Become
challenge. Who cares? It's crazy with a capital K. Thank you, Johnny Cage. Oh, man.
Did he say that?
He does say that in the game.
Yeah.
This is crazy with a capital K. And I was like, yep. Yes, it is.
So who's your favorite character?
I don't know yet. I'm really
play them all?
Sort of like a Noob Saibot, but
everybody likes Noob Saibot. I've talked to him,
but
he's a cool character. But
he's
sort black.
He is a black ninja,
black,
yeah.
And he throws even blacker people at
him. Throws his liquid shadow.
Is he a complete shadow in this one, or does he have
No, he's got form. His shadow people are mostly shadows, though.
Mm.
They're inky.
So it's multiple Noob Saibots.
Sort of, yeah.
Is there a
oh, yes.
A toasty guy?
Yep.
Yeah, toasty guy is still in it. With a toast shirt on, which is even better.
I have
as if to hammer home, it is the word I'm saying is toast.
It's toast with butter on it.
Yeah, that's how you have toast.
Is there a secret challenge for it like there was?
No.
I've heard things like that. Like, if you're in the arcade mode and then you finish a level or you finish a fight without blocking, then you fight somebody who's in the background of the arcade. But it's already all playable.
Is
characters.
There an achievement for getting the toasty?
No.
I feel like there...
No, I've gotten toasties plenty of times and there's no achievement for it. Uh-huh. It also seems like it's pretty random. Like,
it
it's not just
of.
Like a big combo will get you a toasty. It's just like... He's just
starting to level toasty.
Yeah, it's just time for the toasty. You guys, you mortals, don't know what it's like. You don't know when it's time for toast.
Toasty time.
The character roster though is weird.
It is weird,
especially one of the characters that they kind of added to it. That's
who
they added a cyber Sub-Zero that plays not only into just the game itself, but into the canon of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
so like Cyrax, but Sub-Zero?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. But,
and there's still Sector and...
Yeah, there's still all those, and now Smoke is not... There's no Cyber Smoke anymore.
Oh, he's real Smoke?
Yeah. So, the story basically is Star Trek, the motion picture.
Yeah, the new Star Trek.
Yeah, how, somebody went back in time and, altered the timeline. So, original MK still exists... But now this new offshoot of MK exists equally as well in its own timeline.
They do a pretty decent job explaining.
They do,
why stuff's all jacked up.
Yeah.
And then I'm sort of like, all right, I'll allow a Cyber Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
And he's not a half bad character.
There's Sub-Zero and Cyber Sub-Zero?
Yeah. Well, because Sub-Zero has
a brother. Do they have the same moves?
No, they don't, which is really cool. Cyber Sub-Zero has a pretty different moveset.
Yeah.
Does it still freeze you?
No, actually, now he's all fire.
Yep.
This is weird.
Yep.
This is kind of a dramatic change for him.
Yeah. No, let's cut that part out. He's got a couple of really, instead of the ice clone where he would just jump back and leave a form of himself there, he now has an ice parry where he just freezes himself, and if you touch him, it freezes you, and then he hits you with a sword.
A lot of the characters, I would just do that over and over. A lot of the characters' parries in this game are weird, because it's like, it's hard to tell when the parry is actually working. Like, yeah, what moves, active. Like, it seems like some characters' parries work only on special moves, and then some characters' parries only work on physical attacks. So,
yeah,
so it's really nebulous as to what does what. I don't know.
Like, I feel like Smokes is only for certain things. That or its window is, like, insanely tiny.
But you can hold it forever.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, can you like, tap
No, you just hold
too?
The button, oh, and he vibrates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does yeah. he blow up the world?
No, he doesn't, which is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, no, and I don't think Cyrax's alternate fatality does that either.
I don't think so.
Do they give you the fatality listings in the game?
Everybody starts out with one, and you have to unlock the others as you progress.
Could you still do it, or... Like,
you can still do it if you don't have the code,
even if they're locked out.
Yeah, of course, you can still do it. You just don't have the code for it.
You just don't know it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It just gives them to you then.
Like the old days.
Yeah. And then what's the other? Oh, I think I told you guys this before, but like the starting fatality for Shao Kahn Shang Tsung is amazing, because it is Joker's fatality from MK versus DC, but it's no longer. Like pan away when he shoots the bullet to actually kill the guy.
What does he do?
Like in Joker in MK versus DC, he would be like, he would take out a revolver and shoot, and the little bang banner would come out of it, and then then the camera would zoom away, and he would take out a real gun and shoot, and be like, oh, presume he's dead, but he may not be, because you don't know. But they said fatality, but you don't know. In this game, takes out, like, Shang Tsung turns into a clown. Like, not Joker, but a clown. Pulls out a gun and shoots the bang banner. And then does the exact same Joker giggle. Like, and then does the little, like, hands up in run-in-place chuckle. And then he pulls out a revolver, just blows the guy's head away. And chunks and gore and everything just, like, splatter into the screen. As if like, Ed Boon is like, yeah... I'm doing this now.
Doing it now.
I need to do this. It's so good. Been building up for years.
Nope.
Just people need to see this.
Can't stop them.
Yeah, there's some exceptionally brutal fatalities.
Some are really good. I really like Strikers.
Some are really bad too. Some but are yeah, really
the best the best character in the MK universe, Striker.
Strikers is really good.
Both of the Strikers are pretty good.
One of my buddies online was saying. Striker is his favorite character to play.
That's fine. Striker's really cool in this game.
Striker is actually the only thing he's missing is grapple.
What?
He used to have a grapple hook thingy.
Oh, really?
Maybe it was like an extended taser, like a taser gun.
I thought he never was able to shoot the gun, but he had the taser that would shoot across the screen it would electrocute them as a fatality.
Oh, was that a fatality?
But I don't ever remember him being able to use his gun in any of the first, like in MK3, because I always thought it was funny he would walk on stage and shoot his gun and then he would never use it. I was like, oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, though now that gun, I mean, it's the fastest fireball in the game because he fires it and it's there.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It's
really hard to dodge other than just ducking it.
Yeah, you can hold it too, which is nice.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
You don't see the bullet, no.
No,
that's just, the thing. It's you don't see the bullets, like you.
It's like real life. You don't see the bullet.
Hold the gun out, and then
start taking face shots.
It does take him a while to. It's not like an instant projectile though, because he has to unholster the weapon and.
Yeah, there's a delay on it, so you have reaction time
to duck when you see him taking his pistol out. But it's good. He's got this really good like roll on. It's like a low roll and grapple throw. So I don't know. He's a good character.
He's a decent character.
For one of his fatalities, does he stick a gun in the guy's mouth?
More or less.
Yeah.
It's good. Like there's some really good ones.
Yeah.
Noob Saibot is really good. The
have you seen them
make
all
a
yet?
Wish? Is it or Wishbone? The one where he just splits him right in half.
Have you
seen all the fatalities yet?
I have not.
I've seen most.
I'm probably just gonna go online.
Just watch them online
and look at like the first all fatalities.
Yeah, go to YouTube and just watch all the fatalities. It's fine.
Trying to think of one that like I really like that I've seen so far.
A lot of them are like classic harkening back to fatality stuff where it's like Kano will like rip out a dude's heart and hold it.
Does he eat it this time?
No.
He should eat it.
What about Reptile?
You know, you got Liu Kang's just like punch through the chest.
Yep.
Reptile take off his mask and spit on him.
I have not seen his second one yet, but he does take off his mask and he spits down their throat. And then
is he a lizard?
Yep. Yeah, he's lizardy.
Lizard-esque.
Yep.
Can he still go invisible?
Yeah.
He was my favorite character.
That's cool. He's good. His little acid ball that bounces people around, that's still there.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, it's like a ton of characters from MK 1, 2, and 3, and was it that Quan Chi came in 4, right?
Yeah, Quan Chi was 4.
There's also a great moment in that game when you're playing the campaign and you have to fight Shang Tsung and Quan Chi, and they're like,
at the same time,
nobody will be able to handle this team up.
For once, we agree on something.
And they're like, let's make no deception about this. And you're like, oh man,
what?
That's so bad. It's ridiculous. Or no, sorry. They're like, nobody can handle this deadly alliance. You're like, yeah, there we go, because that's the name of the game.
Perfect.
Yes, so they kind of
ball in.
Yeah, surprisingly, he is.
Yeah, I mean that was something we didn't notice until like the day before.
Did you know he was Stryker's partner?
That was again something.
Apparently,
that
you knew that and I didn't because that was something that happened in the game.
Yeah, that was like in the game that me and Griff were just like,
didn't know that about.
I thought that was just like random ensign dude that is like, God, this guy's gonna die.
Yeah, I thought he was just a red shirt that was like, they need someone to make Stryker look cooler.
Yeah,
I guess.
Exactly. And they're just like, whoa, oh, okay.
Yeah. No wasted space.
No wasted space.
And the
space
other thing that really surprised me is they kill a lot of people. Like
they do kill a lot of people. The people they don't kill, Johnny fucking Cage.
Yeah,
does not
somebody
die
who
in
survives
story.
Through the
it's
entire story
cool.
is Johnny Cage. But there's other people that
but
you're
dude,
like.
But
wow.
Johnny Cage. But if you play their story, they don't die. Or how
no,
does
no.
Work?
Everybody's well, story is all like it's the same story mode. You don't pick a dude.
Yeah, it bounces you around from like it. You'll do 4 fights. Going through like a mini story arc of every character. Yeah. So like let's take like Katana for example. You'll start playing as her and you'll fight good guys because they think you're bad, and then you're trying to figure out like why Shao Kahn is like keeping you at arm's length, and you just through the course of 4 fights you realize that oh he in fact hates you and he's not your father and he cloned Melina or you to make Melina, and it, like it's a lot of information in a very short amount of time, but it's conveyed really well.
Also, I want more than just 2 costumes for everybody, because after playing story mode and after playing tons,
I guarantee you there'll be more costumes.
I want those costumes, like Melina's initial costume where it's just bandages all over her.
Mummy Melina.
Yeah, Mummy Melina.
I mean, it's in the game, so
it's right, exactly. The model exists for it. Like, I want to have these things. So, I would like that. Also, Retro Scorpion.
Dude, you just gotta unlock everything in the crypt.
I am so close to being almost done with that crypt.
Are you low on points or time? Because that's one of the biggest irritating things is just going through and unlocking it all.
Time? No, I've got...
You only
have
a certain amount of time?
No, like... After I finish the campaign, you end up having like 60,000 coins.
No, dude, I had 100.
Whatever it is, there you have coins. A preposterous amount of coinage, coin with a K, and you have to click on these little gravestones and unlock this. Yeah, and you're like, you got this concept art or this stick figure drawing of a fatality or an alternate costume or
Do you
music.
Think it's all random or the hidden.
They're numbered, so I'm fairly certain
specifically
it's,
for locations.
Yeah, but it's a lot. There's like 400 plus crypts you have to unlock.
Yeah,
are they like multiple $1,000 ones or?
They range from like 200 coins to 4,000 coins or something like that.
I would love to get the one that's 4,000 coins and you get like a coin back.
Yeah.
I've got almost everybody's alternate costumes. Some alternate costumes are not unlockable in the crypt. I'm going to put that out there right now.
Oh, you can only get them through doing the Challenge Tower stuff?
Nope. Not even that. I haven't discovered a single unlockable through the ladder matches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are ladder matches?
It's the
just
traditional
the arcade
old
version?
School arcade Sorry. Tournament stuff. Like Cabal, so you get his alternate from doing ladder match.
Can you just play as Cabal as Cop Cabal? Like, that's the things that needs to happen.
No, and this is what I'm saying. Like, there are so many good costumes built into this game that I'm just like, why? Why are these, like, not costumes I can get?
Right, but for Cyrax's alternate, it's not human Cyrax either.
It is.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Human Cyrax?
Cyrax, human Sector.
What? Oh,
does both exist.
No.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't think that was how that worked.
Nope, so do they still get their moves when they have...
Yeah, they do.
They have, opens and they have fancy, like,
they've got
Batman
like,
gadgets.
Yeah, gadgetry. so it's all the same movesets. It's just slightly different animations for them.
Which yeah,
really
rather,
cool. Really,
dude,
really
Cyrax
cool.
is weird. That like, it's funny that they changed the animations for costume 1 and costume 2 for Cyrax. For like the bombs. Instead of him opening his chest to fire bombs, you do costume 2, it's like he swings his hand and like throws a bomb from his hip.
Yeah.
What about his purple or green net?
Green net,
throws it.
I think he does do this move, but it doesn't come from the chest. It's supposed to be coming from this wrist thing he has.
I thought the animations all worked really well, like for human versions of them. Sector's was really easy because it's just like he's got flamethrowers on his wrist.
Yeah, he's got
just got gadgets on his wrist.
Yeah, he has wrist flamethrowers.
Doesn't he have rockets in his chest?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're like
out of his arms.
Yep.
I guess.
Oh.
He has
their arm launchers.
He has a big giant tank on his back.
Oh, he's got a predator.
Yeah.
He's a predator.
Yeah.
Also don't really care for the crazy ones and zeros that appear when
I think that was awesome.
Teleports.
I think that's awesome.
I think it's weird.
Because
like he's going into the Matrix.
Yeah. Because when he's a human, it's just like flash of magic white light.
Yeah.
And then he becomes a robot and it's like, well, now he travels through robot space.
Which I turn into ones and zeros.
He's traveling through.
It's like, oh God, why is that like that? Oh man.
He just takes the red pill right away and then
oh man.
Contacts Mr. Wizard.
He's the most ridiculous character in that game.
The most ridiculous character in that game.
Ugh.
Oh man.
Like, ridiculous how? Like,
take it any way you want it.
Probably Stryker because he's a fucking cop. And he just shoots people in the face. And his x-ray is he shines a flashlight at them and says, spread them.
Spread them.
What?
Yeah, he shines a mag light in their face. He says, spread them. They drop to the floor. Cracks him on the head with the mag light, drops the mag light, gets out the billy club, cracks him across the face with that, and then tases them right in the jaw.
Yeah, it's a good...
It is really good.
So it's one of the best,
They say, like, all right, everybody thought this guy was a turd.
Yeah.
Let's make him awesome.
Like, I have a feeling.
Let's spin that cap forward and make this guy a real person.
Right. It's like the stinger on the trailer of him just throwing the grenade backwards and the blood splattering. You're like, oh, what? Like, that's awesome. What?
All right. apparently Stryker went to like because I always thought like back in the day I was like Stryker is more like
security
a
guard
cop.
Is what,
like,
what they described him as is he was like a security agent.
Just like
what does that so he's like
cop.
A rent a cop
Stryker's been hanging out with Johnny Cage.
Well now he's a SWAT cop and it's like right.
He was always on SWAT.
Was he
Sonya Blade's partner?
No.
What?
No.
Because Sonya Blade's military.
Jackson
in the movie.
Oh, get out of town.
Now, that is one of the things that's sort of interesting, though.
Yeah.
That this actually considers the movie somewhat canon.
I don't know if that's true or not, but...
It's taken a lot
of,
like...
You play a lot of the movie.
Yeah, it takes... Like, the only thing that does not occur that I've seen so far is, like, I want, like, one of the Challenge Tower things to be, like, hit Goro in the nuts, like, 5 times.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they've got... The Challenge Tower is by far, I think, is the best thing ever because of all the stupid preposterous stuff they make you do. Like, playing as Jade hit Johnny Cage in the face 20 times.
It's like, there's zombies running across the stage and you have to shoot them with Stryker's gun or Johnny Cage's fireball before they reach you.
Yep.
And it's just kill 25 zombies as they march towards
Johnny
you.
Johnny Cage and his director are trying to film a movie while the city is
while
the city is being destroyed and Jax and Sonya
are trying to evacuate
get them out of there. And so you are fighting as Johnny Cage with his director as a tag team
in a
partner.
Tag battle. Yeah.
Do you have to play as his director?
Yes.
Dude has no special moves.
No
he's just Johnny Cage without special moves.
I won the match
moves.
As
really?
Director.
Yeah. He has a huge damage buffer on him though.
Yeah, he does.
It's just the most crazy things that you can imagine.
This is like, preposterous stuff.
Melina wants to give you a teddy bear, but you don't want the teddy bear because they suck, so you just beat the crap out of her.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's you playing.
Does teddy bears suck?
No, Melina's trying to give Scorpion a teddy bear.
You don't want a teddy bear.
And like, Scorpion does not want the teddy bear.
Defend your right to hate teddy bears.
I would take a teddy bear.
No.
No, not one.
You won't progress.
Not one maze.
You need to learn to hate.
Stuck on it's one, I'm 189 and I'm stuck on one that
189 is, level yeah. 189.
Yeah, there's supposed to be 300, right?
300 challenges.
Yeah.
Is it linear?
What do you mean linear?
Can you skip around or can
you are allowed to skip it, but okay, so every challenge you do is worth coins. You're allowed to skip it, but you have to pay more coins than what that is worth.
Uh-huh.
So you after you skip it, can you go back to
I
it?
I have not skipped one. Oh, okay. I imagine you could to
so
like,
then I can just
it.
Skip all the way to the top. Yeah. Potentially.
If you have enough coins, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the last challenge. I win.
When you're playing the ladder match, you get coins for doing fatalities, everything. For doing combos. Yeah. They just like, it's just
they
raining
just
coins.
Dull out coins all over the place.
Coins and shit, man.
Just play through that arcade or the story mode again and get 6 billion coins.
Man, no, do the story mode one more time. I'm sure you'll have plenty of coins for everything. Just 2 story mode trips.
Story mode, if you play it with one character, like you said, there's only 4 matches.
No.
Then do you switch over to another
character?
Yeah.
Or? Imagine yeah. you're watching the Mortal Kombat movie, but like with each segment when like the characters split up and they're like, well, Johnny Cage is going to go run after Sonya because he thinks she's cute. And like Liu Kang is going to go talk to Raiden. So then when those moments happen, you then become Johnny Cage and you're like, fighting Sonya because you want to make out with her, and then you're fighting like Kano because he steps in to attack Sonya, and then yeah. you do a couple more fights with Johnny, and then it's like, okay, boom, now what was happening on the other side? So you're gonna play as like Jax, who just got imprisoned.
A meanwhile
type. Yeah, more or less. Or you like you'll play as a character, and then that character will then meet up with somebody else, and then you start playing as that character. Yeah. But it's four fights, and then but it's all through the course of telling like the tale of the Mortal Kombat challenge.
Is every character in the story?
No.
Every
I mean,
character is present in the story. You
there are
only
more.
Play as probably half of them.
Yeah. You will only play as like the good guys, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With some gray areas and some small exceptions, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't really play as like, any of the.
You don't play as Baraka. Right? You don't play as Baraka, Melina, Noob Saibot.
Yeah, any of like the really bad dudes, yeah. but like the more gray area people you do play as.
Smoke and
yeah, you
Cyrax.
Play Smoke.
Yeah.
Sub Zero.
Reptile. No Reptile.
You play Scorpion.
Yeah.
Is Reptile in the story?
He is in the story. You will not play as
Yeah. Reptile. So I mean it is fairly one sided, but like all the characters that are in the game you will face off against or encounter in some fashion. And then there's also like background characters that just are kind of like, oh,
there's
what's her name?
And there's
so, yeah,
Tanya
blind Kenshi just standing and chained up. Or
oh my god, I am so sorry, but
they
like,
talk about Bo Raicho.
I saw some shit.
Oh yeah,
the other day, not last night, but the day before. Totally saw Santa Claus flying by the pit.
Oh yeah,
yeah, just Santa Claus and his sleigh sliding.
Were you dreaming? Were you
no?
Were you
no? Dakota like, was Dakota was there when I was
playing MK for 18 hours straight. Saw Santa Claus
having a problem.
Santa, I wanted some presents. Give me some coins.
Yeah.
Hidden character.
It was funny, yeah, Santa Claus.
I would like to see Santa Claus as his fatality.
So the other really cool thing this game has is besides just your basic like arcade ladder match, your challenge tower with absurd challenges and a story mode, you've got like a way to just jump into the test your blank.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got test your strength, which is mash on button until you get it high enough, and then you karate chop some boards. Which is funny because they're like, this is like Oregon pine. It'll like give you the type of material that you're cracking through in a very like overly detailed. You know,
trying to remember what the maxed out one is
because
I think I have all of the test Redwood. Your strength ones.
Yeah, so you got test your strength. You got test your.
No, I think it's like gold brick
sight. Test your sight is like just like you know the cup
challenge.
Yeah, challenges. Or you just put the ball in the cup. Where is it? Yeah, nut cup challenge. Hammer on the nut cup. And then there's a test your skill. Is that right? Test your strike. And that's the one where you have to like get the bar in a specific like Madden style.
You have to get in a
sweet spot on the bar.
Sweet spot, and you have to maintain it for like a second.
Yeah.
And then you have to hit it.
And then the best one is test your luck.
Test your luck.
Which is by far the best thing. It's just a roulette. And your first wheel is like, who do you fight? And then you've got three wheels after that that are like, what sort of bizarre things are they going to make you do during this match? Like, it's 200% damage in your favor. And then it's like, no heads. And then it's
meteors raining from the sky. Yeah. Fight upside down.
Fight upside down is good. Armless combat.
Yeah. Narcolepsy is a thing. Like, one or both characters potentially fall asleep mid-battle.
I like the rainbow blood.
Yeah, rainbow blood is good, too. Uh-huh.
Just awesome. Yep. Random stuff will happen.
Crazy, bizarre stuff.
You can just go right into test your luck whenever you
yeah.
want.
Oh, yeah, oh yeah. First time I did it, I got all luck. Nice. So I got the achievement for getting all four lucks.
Really?
It's basically I'm the luckiest person ever. Yeah, just got them all right off the bat. Get like 10,000 coins for that.
Really?
Yeah.
What, is it like the word luck?
It's just like the sevens. Like, imagine you just get sevens like across the screen.
Is it just like a gold?
It's like a gold MK like a sign. Yeah, yeah. It's a coin. Coin.
If you do this and like you have to play as this person with this, this, and this, can you exit out?
You
like,
pick your character. You pick your character, and yeah, you could quit it and be like, well, I don't want to play, you know, with this stacked against me, or
I don't
like
want to play your ridiculous no heads, yeah, no arms, narcolepsy, fireballs raining from the sky,
right?
Bullshit.
Like it. But why? Like, why? If you're going into this and you're, it's like
that's what you're preparing yourself.
Exactly.
For. Yeah. Like, my favorite
you
one.
You are unlucky.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was a challenge or if it was a luck thing that I ran into, but there was one where we had no heads, and we had no arms, we could only use kick attacks.
Oh, nice!
Thank God, I was Jade. Just kick people into the wall, and you can't block if you don't have arms.
Oh, really?
No blocking.
All you can do
not
is
allowed.
Jump.
Just take it to the chest.
Is there no legs?
Like no,
I think there's one leg.
Is it, oh, one leg.
There's a one leg.
That'd be awesome, man. If they were like walking around on their arms and just like slapped it.
Or
other.
if it was just like just floating torsos would be
yeah.
great too.
That would
just,
be the best.
No kicks, floating torsos, no jumping. Just becomes Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so MK9 or Mortal Kombat.
The Mortal Kombat.
Is it the Mortal Kombat?
No, I think it's just Mortal,
Mortal
Kombat,
Kombat.
Unofficially 9.
Yeah, so.
It's pretty good.
Anything else? Yeah, are you satisfied with MK9 information right now? Or move on to something else?
I'll wait till it's like $20 and pick it up.
Right on.
Fair enough. It'll be worth it.
What?
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I'm really considering buying it just as it is.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Anything else you've got?
Any other games?
I was thinking about picking up SOCOM 4, but...
Oh, why? Do you want to make that move control
yeah,
worthwhile?
Exactly. Make it pay itself off. But
Justified.
Is, I do not have a 3D TV.
Come on, John. You're into the dumb purchases. Let's do it.
Go sell my old TV and get a 3D TV?
Yep.
Yeah, let's do it.
Credit card.
Let's make it happen.
Yes. I love the 3DS so much.
Yeah. Yeah,
3D grip. TV.
I think so that good. Is my next outrageous purchase. Is
3DS.
3DS.
Yeah.
How many walking passes have you gotten?
I was really psyched actually the other day. I went into GameStop to see if anybody had their 3DS on them, but nobody did. I left and I was like, oh man.
No.
And then while I was at work, I just came across two people and I was like, hey, I'm Andy from Iowa. How you doing? And it's like, oh, both these dudes, somebody in the restaurant here.
Little kids that brought their DSs.
It could be, yeah. Yeah, it could very well be. Well, I think I've ran into little kids before because you have to set that up. And I've seen people with 3DSs in the restaurant and you have to set up your Find Me stuff. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that there's more out there. It's just the population that has it doesn't know to do that because... Like, who wants to play a dungeon-crawling RPG? And, like, nobody.
Nobody but Griff. Yeah.
Dude, I got a Samus helmet.
Yeah, did you?
I was there
you
when
said
you
got
that.
To get that.
That thing is great.
You said you wanted to get that.
I wanted the Metroid, like, a Metroid on my head. But this is, like, a Samus hat. Like, that it covers the visor and everything.
Nice.
It's great.
Nice.
I'm in the final boss tower of the Find Me. Oh, and that was the other bizarre thing is I had two Street Fighter notifications. So some people had 3DSs and Street Fighter.
You wanted to play your ass?
Yeah, we did simulated battles, and I beat one, and I lost the other one.
Who's your simulated dude?
It takes your figures.
Oh, I see.
So it's
your
like,
Mii's?
No, not your Mii's. Like, you collect little statue figures that have levels to them. So you assemble your team of like five fighters, but you have to keep it under a cap of like level 20. So you can't just have like level 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. You have to kind of space it out, and it becomes kind of a guessing game. Like, do I put my level 7 Ryu first, and then I waste that big character if somebody puts their level 1 Chun-Li out first? So it becomes kind of a game. And then the more you battle with them, the more... Oh, so that's what you do. When you're playing online, you get the player points. Then you can put those points into the the stats of your character, of your figures.
I see.
Yeah. Crazy. Interesting. Yeah, it's like a game within a game within a game.
Games instead of games. Meta
game. In 3D. Double meta game. Yeah, all in 3D. All in really, really bad resolution 3D. So I've been doing the 3D thing a lot, or 3DS thing a lot. Can't wait to get out of that tower.
Griff, you started playing Portal.
I did. I finished playing Portal.
Oh, did you?
I have. Damn it. I have finished Portal. I also finished Back to the Future Episode 3.
Oh yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Not that good. It's not. It's getting a lot worse. Like, it was a cool setup and premise for that one, but I feel like each one of these episodes are getting shorter and less interesting. It's like, yeah, not fun anymore.
Yeah.
So there's two more episodes that'll come out. I think one should be out this week sometime. Or next week sometime, and then you have your final episode coming out soon too. And I don't know, man. Really, really bumming out on the Back to the Future ones. So
you were the only one that was really excited.
Yeah, I was because it looked cool, and they did music from Going Back in Time and Doc and all that stuff. But the more I played, it's like, yeah, these aren't very creative challenges. Like, there's not a lot of. It's a lot of walking around and a lot of just kind of pixel hunting. Mm. You're like, oh,
they're $10 DLC games.
It is and it isn't. Like, it's like it's like there's potential, but Telltale has done so much better that you're like, yeah, this is kind of bumming.
Are you gonna get the final two?
Yeah, I've already bought the season, so I'll download them. Yeah, I paid like $30 for all five of them. Then whenever they come out, then I can just download it. So yeah, I'll finish it. You know, it's good. Just not as great compared to other adventure games on the market.
Yeah.
But yeah, Portal 2. Done with that game.
You like it?
I'm going to play it again as soon as PSN becomes alive again.
Yeah.
I heard
it. Oh, that's hacked. Right. We really have to...
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Portal 2. Great. Fantastic. I want to play some of the co-op.
Can you do split screen co-op?
Yeah,
okay,
you can.
Good. We need to do that at some point.
Yeah, we could. I'm in really no rush to do split screen because I'd rather just do with the different location ways. Because you can, I don't know, there's a lot of little features that you can do when you're doing it on wire, when you're doing
internet. You know, if we do it online, we have to have headsets.
No, you don't.
I know you don't.
No, you don't. They've got the ping. You've got a button that says, like, okay, you press a button and it'll tag an area that's like, put a portal here. That's all you need, man.
Okay.
You guys could have cell phones.
You say that. Yeah, we can Skype talk each other the whole time.
I don't really want to play much of the co-op. I just want to play it to get a feel for.
You're failing me, Griff.
For the.
It's supposed to have its own unique story. Well, you say this now, but we'll get started and we'll see how interesting.
No,
it is.
Because I don't like. To me, Portal is a solitary experience. Like, I want to try it because I've heard good things about it. But I'm good. Like, it's not interesting. Cooperative puzzle solving is never fun, and for me, it becomes a point where you're just like, I'm just gonna lay down and you do what you want to do, and I'll just be your portal bitch. Like, I don't enjoy that part of games.
It's because you're not talking to people. You're using your ping stuff.
But I haven't done it yet. But I'm saying, like, in other games where you are cooperatively solving things together, it's like, okay, well. I'll just fucking hold the lever and you do whatever you want to do. Sure.
Yeah, I'll just stand right here.
Yep. I'll just heal you, okay? That's fine. No, I'm having fun. I don't know. It's just, it's like, I don't know.
It's all about the accomplished goal.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I've heard that the co-op is good because everybody is doing something that is requires like skill, but cooperative puzzle solving to me is not enjoyable.
So
I'm gonna play the single player again though.
Each of you, like one of you gets the blue gun, one of you gets the orange gun.
No.
You each get a portal gun, so you're making four holes.
Four holes.
That's territory I've never been in.
Mysterious four holes. Again, reason why I don't want to play.
Yeah.
Then it unlocks like so many millions of different preposterous puzzle solving possibilities. We're like, I can't just go from here to here anymore. I can go from here to here to here to here.
What if you put a portal inside the portal?
Don't tell me that.
Black hole.
Can you shoot a portal through another portal? Because you can't shoot a portal through your portal.
You shoot another portal through that portal, and it goes
but you can't
the wall
of
the
course,
next out of that
But
portal.
Can somebody shoot a portal through the portal you've made? Like it was probably not.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Yeah. You can stick your gun through the portal.
You can.
Just stick your gun
and
fire.
And then fire.
Yeah.
You can do that.
But maybe you can't reach it. You want to fire your portal through their portal. Yeah.
But I don't think you can do that.
I don't think you can.
I don't think the quantum tunneling device works like that.
Oh, man.
Yes. Portal 2 is really good. Really, really good.
There's a portal inside of my brain right now.
Why? Is it leaking out?
Information somewhere.
The game is amazing. Like, the diversity in areas that you go to, all the characters that you encounter, and the different sort of personalities they have are just top-notch. And, like, the story arcs and things that happen throughout the course of it, where you're like, you get to see just so many different sides of so many different characters that you're like, wow, this really it's a real game. It's not just a series of challenges with funny narrative. Like,
it's a real game.
The characters have an arc and things change.
And you notice that that's a real game probably about 20 minutes into it. Like, I did not take me that long to be like, okay, this is something very different from.
I guess I didn't quite hit me right away.
It involves a potato.
20 minutes into it?
Maybe an hour, 2 hours.
What are you talking about?
20 minutes in.
20 minutes in, about halfway through the game, you know.
2 hours.
But yeah, just.
Well, how many hours did it take you to finish?
About eight.
About eight?
Yeah.
Okay, see.
I finished the game and it was a story.
Yeah, I finished. I just played Portal 1. That's what I
played Portal 1 twice. It's Portal 2.
So I was, you know how we were talking about there are potential tie-ins to Half-Life. One of the tie-ins was the one that I was thinking of. It was a website that was by Valve that was not in the game, but it was Portal related website with G-Man's face on it. Yeah. But in the game, there is an Easter egg that is hidden that is an absolute direct reference to the end of Portal episode, or Half-Life 2 episode 2. Like, you find a thing in there that when you play episode 2, you're like, oh, this thing is incredibly important and crucial. And then in Portal 2, they're like, oh yeah, here's this thing. That's in Half-Life. So, like, okay, same world. Got it.
What is that thing?
I'm not gonna say. You have to find out.
For all the people that are still waiting to play Half-Life 2 Episode 2 and...
Well, for all those people that are playing Portal 2 that may want to discover it on their own, you know? Who really love the Half-Life world. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. The end of that game. Oof.
Oof.
Totally crazy.
Yeah.
Nolan North, lots of voices too.
Try to finish that game.
Nolan North does at least four characters.
In the final, I'd love to see him just like talking to himself.
Play Mafia 2. Play Mafia 2 and you will have Nolan North talking to Nolan North on the street. Seriously. It's the same guy having the same conversation with himself.
Oh, not much, man.
It's all Nolan North. It's bizarre. I think that's enough to talk about Portal 2, because really, there's not much to talk about it without spoiling it, because
it's like, a game
the puzzles are progressive, it's really good, it does change, there is variation, and it wraps up very tightly, and has a co-op mode that factors into the story of Portal as well. So, I don't know.
Game.
Yeah. So let's talk about what's happening right now. And that is how PlayStation Network has been broken for 7 days.
For 7 days.
Yeah.
I heard the guy that did it said he's going to do Microsoft next.
That sounds like bullcrap.
I thought if that were to happen, Bill Gates would probably just hire him.
Yeah. Well, it's like what's it, GeoHot guy that hacked the PlayStation. How he was just like slapped on the wrist. It was like, you can't do that anymore.
We're not allowed to do this anymore. That's our settlement.
Well, that's the thing is PlayStation has not come out explicitly and said our network has been hacked by a specific person or group or something. It's just like, our system has been compromised. Your data, your personal information may be exposed to people out there. So the most recent update from PlayStation blog is like, here are like credit bureaus, phone numbers, websites, and here's like all these you know, ways to monitor your credit card information in case that stuff gets out there. And all your personal information is probably at risk because we don't know what got all exposed, but it could be all of your billing stuff. So that's the creepiest thing. They are also rebuilding all of PSN. I read something online by a Sony engineer, which I don't really give this much credence because the source seemed pretty vague, but the guy was saying, like, nothing will change on PSN. What they're going to do is just create a different mechanism for entering it, so you'll have to like do a different login basically, and you won't be able to automatically log in anymore is what they're claiming. Yeah, well, again, it's like, this seems like just another chop shop fix for it. Like, I think the if Sony is taking a week to rebuild their entire network, they're probably gonna do something a little better than that,
right?
The other thing they said is pretty standard. We will consider some form of compensation after we get things back up and running, possibly.
I
maybe.
Can pass $5.
Well, no. Why? You don't deserve anything. But I have PlayStation Plus, and I'm paying monthly for my shit. So now I don't get my shit.
Yeah.
It's
pretty fucked up.
I mean, if you were on like Microsoft and that were to go down, you would. To like, and you can't
they
play
would
multiplayer
give you
maps.
A free game.
Yeah, you would get like, something out of it, but I guarantee you, Sony is just going to be like, "Yeah, everybody gets a month free of PSN or of PlayStation Plus or something like that." Because
yeah,
like they're not going to pay you for something that you're not paying for.
Yeah. No, back when Microsoft or when Xbox Live went down for like 3 days or something, when Microsoft went down for 3 days, everybody got the free game Undertow.
Great.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a pretty fun, like, side-scrolling team shooter.
Huh.
It was
interesting. Why can't they just not give you, like, 800 Microsoft points?
Because that's real cash. That's real stuff.
That's BS. It's not real cash. Imagine, okay, this game is not real cash.
Imagine it also... It equates to it. Can you imagine if Sony had to give out... had to give out something to accounts, like, so I would be getting, would I then be getting $40 for, would I then be getting you know, a $12 card for my Hong Kong account that I have, like every PlayStation account that I have, like, do I then get compensated for each one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Or do I get like one per console? And how do they establish that?
Now, see, I think they should do it the way that, like, internet companies do it, where it's just, like, your internet goes down, they take those days, they, like, just rate those out of your bill.
Right.
Like, your internet goes down, and it's just, like, you don't have to pay for that.
Right.
Where it's just, like, if Microsoft goes down or PlayStation go down, just be, like, don't worry about it.
Here's an extra 4 days.
Here's an extra month, whatever.
Right. But, like, yeah, with PlayStation Plus, that makes sense, because you're paying for something on a monthly basis, so it's, like, okay, well...
How much is that?
15...
It's the same. No, it's the same thing as Xbox. It's like,
really?
It's like seven a month or something like
that.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It's 15 for 3 months. So it's like 5 months a month.
What do you get with the Plus?
It's how much do we have time to go into this? You get like a handful, one or two free games, like full games that you get to play every month. You get access to early demos. You get discounts So like you'll get 30% off a selected couple of titles. You get
cloud save.
You get a cloud save. Oh, yeah. You get a subscription to Core.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Yeah, great. Core, I've watched so many episodes.
Core information on it. Yeah. Do you get a subscription to Tested?
Core. That's to what?
Test or Tester.
That's already free.
Oh, is it? Yeah. What? I could just be watching that?
Oh, I have been. There was one it was a dark time in 2010 when I just watched every episode of The Tester.
What is The Tester?
It's just, you don't want to know about it. Don't even. Don't even.
Explain it off air.
Yeah. It's dumb. To just hit yourself in the head once and you'll have the same experience as The Tester.
It's like The Apprentice.
Yeah.
But dumber.
Yep. But with no payoff.
Exactly. Your payoff, minimum wage job.
Yeah. So the PlayStation Network's down. Shit's compromised. No real plans for what's going to happen. There's like daily updates that are like, sorry, we don't know. We don't have a time frame on this. Just bear with us. Yep. Slightly more positive news. Sony unveiled two tablets in a press conference in Japan.
Two
tablets. So like the iPad, you're gonna have like a tablet that can run PlayStation 1 games.
Hooray!
Oh joy!
Can you put the CD in there?
No, no CDs. It'll be download only.
Will it come with pre-installed PS1 games?
Probably not.
I want to be able to play my PS1 games on my tablet.
Well, it's gonna be running. What did I write? Google Honey or Android Honeycomb, Google Android 3.0.
Android, so, Honeycomb, Google,
it's, Android it's 3.0. Google Android 3.0, and then the Android is Android Honeycomb. So to people who that makes sense to, great. I don't know what my phone does. I'm running it's an Android.
I have an phone. iPhone.
Yeah. It does it when it tells to do it. So you have the two tablets that are being announced, codenamed S1 and S2, or maybe not codenamed, but that's what they're calling them. S1 is going to be like your in-home version. It's bigger.
Computer.
Yeah, basically. It's supposed to resemble a folded new, like magazine. So it's going to have a big like cylindrical one side and then tapered to a point on the other side. Kind of like when you hold a magazine with one hand and you wrap the page around itself.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Seems uncomfortable.
I don't
right?
ever see people right. actually read things like that.
Also, what if I hope it so has a screen inversion like button?
What's that?
I hope it has a screen inversion button so then you can hold it right handed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure if you just turn it, it will.
You would
that.
Think you that would that would be that the that obvious would be thing the to do, but what if there's buttons on it that exactly. then get they effed up?
Yeah. Great.
So I have the specs on the website. There's information about it there, but it's got, you know, decent computing power. And the more interesting one is the S2, which is going to be a foldable tablet. So it's clamshell style,
like a real magazine,
like a DS
or like that
is what it looks exactly like, except there's no buttons.
Full screen tablet.
Yeah. DST.
Is it going to be in 3D?
Even better.
Yeah,
slap some 3D on that.
No word on if it's 3D, but it has two touch screens, which is crazy. You've got a top and bottom one, which is weird, because why would you need two touch screens? But basically they're saying
keyboard.
Yes, one is then a keyboard
that is worthless,
and then the other one but you could like set it down and actually type on it like a keyboard,
right,
which is when you're playing your PS1 games on it. That bottom part becomes the controller.
Yeah, I move it like a joystick.
You hold it like a DS.
Diddle the dongle.
And then you would just like...
There'll be no diddling the dongle in
press
this podcast.
The fake buttons on it. Yeah, so it's a weird little thing out of there. Really weird tablets.
So he's got a lot of...
Are you going to get
a lot
both
of irons in the fire
coming out?
Are you going to get both of them, man?
No. I don't want any... I will not enter the tablet space until they make it like Mass Effect style, just hologram.
And I just start touching.
Until it is not a thing that I have to carry in a man purse, then
I'm good.
Then I don't need it.
You can always stick it down the front of your pants.
You could.
You could.
Yeah.
Doubles as a meat shield.
You could like put graph some like egg carton onto it and then just wear it as like an ab plate. So it looks like you're ripped.
Crazy ripped.
Check out my tabs.
Even better, you could just like
tape. Tabs for tablet just, abs. Very nice, Ryan. That's beautiful. Keep moving on here. Talk about that last thing last. Okay. Call of Duty map pack has been announced as to what was it? Call of the Dead?
I don't know. I'm not even bothered with it this time.
Well, it actually sounds kind of cool because George Romero. Yeah, George Romano.
Sounds delicious.
George Romero is...
George Foreman's brother.
Less successful. George Romero is going to be helping in directing the Call of the Dead, which is going to be the next zombie mode in the new Escalation map pack. And this map pack will be starring the four Hollywood greats, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Michael Rooker, who else? Danny Trejo.
Nice.
And who's the last person in it?
Bruce Willis?
Ving Rhames.
I'll have to look here. I don't remember.
Oh, man. Who else is good here?
Superbad. Superbad. What about the guy from Nick Cage? George A. Romero's shows or movies?
I feel like Nick Cage is too expensive.
You mean Danny Trejo?
No, yeah. That's not him. No, the guy from Dawn of the... Or The Dead...
Oh, what is it?
Danny Glover.
No, it's Robert Englund.
Oh, the four Hollywood greats.
Yeah.
Oh, those four.
Yeah. No, the guy, he was the original Freddy Krueger, I think is what the little release said. Everybody knows who everybody else is.
Is it just going to be zombies, or is there maps coming out?
There's going to be maps too, I think. Yeah. I don't know if I posted a video for it or not, but there is maps that are like... It's like we talk about this every week, I swear. It's like zoo, convoy, some other crap too.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but the zombie mode now has been detailed and actually sounds really cool because you have these, like, I don't know, Sarah Michelle Gellar in a zombie map sounds kind of funny, especially if it's not just going to be straight up, like, guns.
Is she going to be talking?
Yeah, she'll be the voice of the characters that says the infectious little quips.
Nice. So any, like, is this Left 4 Dead then?
I feel like we're moving closer and closer to a fake Left 4 Dead. Yeah. Like, not as good Left 4 Dead, but...
That's already in a different game.
Yeah. Yeah, just like when the first one came out, you know, with zombie mode in World at War, everyone's like, oh my gosh, zombie mode's so good. Mm-hmm. And then that was at the pinnacle of Left 4 Dead time. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You've done
that before.
Yep. This is way better.
This other game.
But this, probably check out. This seems fun and campy in a different sort of way. So
oh, okay.
Seems cool. I'll be looking forward to hearing more about it.
Yeah. Zombies.
Jurassic Park has been delayed to the fall of this year. Bummer. So Telltale sent out a little release that said basically we feel like it would be better if we had more time to work on it because we don't want to push it out the door right now. And that's probably a good thing.
Sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Why do you run away from dinosaurs?
You don't, man. No, you can cuddle them.
You solve puzzles involving
dinosaurs. You can touch them.
Sheep?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Goats, actually.
You could feed them tranquilizer darts.
That would be a great, like, diversion tactic if there's a dinosaur. Like, you just...
Click on sheep.
Throw out a sheep from your pocket.
Inventory. Sheep. What I see it as, okay, so it seemed like the announcement of Back to the Future happened, and then Back to the Future happened, and then Jurassic Park happened, and eight other Telltale games happened, and they're all coming out this year.
Like one person working on this game.
Oh my god, yeah, exactly. And you're like, maybe some more time wouldn't be a bad thing. It's okay. Just
putting this out.
Like, we trust you guys, like Telltale. You've been doing it good. Just, it's okay. Like, it's okay. Yeah, don't worry about it.
You have to do it 10 at a time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just sort of like, also, like we were just saying, Sony's got a lot of things going on. Telltale's got a lot of things going on. I feel like
there are some things going on.
There's quite a few companies that are just like, let's just make everything.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No, it's not a bad thing. But at the same time, if you're making, like, if I'm working on
too much, you're not making enough good product.
Exactly. Let's just maybe calm it down.
Yeah, true.
On. I mean, Sony announced that phone that was supposed to be out in the end of March.
Yeah, but the other side of
the end of the summer,
Sony is you've got so many different
divisions,
heads of yeah, it's like, you know, heads on the Hydra. You've got so many different things that are moving independently of the main body of Sony. You've got, you know, the Sony Ericsson absolute nadir of Sony division, yep, just like, you know, wallowing in its own feces. Can we please? Hey, can we take PlayStation that phone? PlayStation? Just give it to us.
People like that, right?
All right, here's some old PlayStation 1s. Here's some old PSP Go's we have sitting around. Do whatever you want with
whatever
that.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
It's like thing. The son of the Sony CEO is running that division.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I'm going to make a phone. This is PlayStation.
Yeah, you've got the PlayStation side, Kaz Hirai and SCA. And then you've got...
So is it Sony Vaio that's making the tablets?
I don't know. When I was reading the stuff on the Wall Street Journal, it was the live blog didn't say. It said there were multiple presenters, but Kaz Hirai and a couple other people. So I don't know what branch of Sony is doing it.
It's a new branch.
Yeah, sure. It's the tablet division. I feel like we're just getting into this like Me Too point where Apple does something and they're like, well, you know, Nintendo does something, and you're like, yeah, motion controls. And then everyone's like, yeah, motion controls. We thought of that too.
Shit. Dude, when are phones going 3D, man?
Yeah, now give it
3DS has.
Well, I mean.
Like, fuck, this is technology.
Right.
Advanced.
I mean, but then, you know, motion controls were cool. You're like, yeah, we're moving and stuff.
The
like,
iPad 3D.
Right. So then. No. What am I saying? Motion controls were never cool. Like, it never was cool.
Hey, the first day of the Wii came out, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, everybody was on that.
No.
I Wii bowled for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't remember the first time you played Wii?
Okay. Yeah, I did. So I was like, I'm good now. I want buttons again.
The 6-axis is not the worst motion control ever.
It's only because
it's integrated in the slightest two games.
Right. It's there enough as it needs to be.
It's there as a quirky quality that it's just like okay.
Just bullet point motion controls.
Yep. Exactly.
Like motion you can't get any more motion control than a motion controller. Yeah. But where was this going? Yeah, it seems more sort of Me Too sort of mentality. And speaking of twos and me's, Wii sequel has been officially confirmed by Nintendo. A weird little document came out a few nights ago.
It's the handwritten.
Go look at it. I have it on the website. Like, click on the link. It's a PDF that's like, to whom it may concern.
We are
Nintendo, and we are totally for realsies going to make a Wii or a console after the Wii. And this is not fake, and it's going to happen at E3. And it'll be like a lot and really cool. And we sold a lot of Wiis. Thanks. Okay, thanks. X's and O's, Nintendo.
So... What? 2 months. This crazy thing is.
Jesus. We talked about this before.
Yeah,
with
we
like,
talked about it last week.
But it's real now. Like, it's crazy.
It's sort of real.
Yeah, playable at E3.
I thought it was real last week.
Well, that's the thing is...
Photoshop pictures.
You don't know what the Project Cafe thing, if that's real or not. Like, the things people are saying about it, where it's like, oh, it's a capacitive touch screen, but it's only single touch. It's not multi-touch. The touch screen streams data from the box. You've got... It runs in, like, 340 by 400. Or no. Higher than that. But it's not HD on that. No information on what the console will project onto the TV.
It needs to have high definition output.
Right?
It needs to.
Yeah. It needs to have
minimum 720, and it still needs an HDMI out.
I was listening to a podcast episode where somebody says, they said, like, it'll have an HDMI plug on it, but it won't be HDMI. Like, it's still going in 340, but it's just going through your HDMI port.
Yep. Great. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's how I like my digital signals.
They just needed a way to hook it up to these new TVs.
Yeah. We'll just go screw it in to the RF adapter.
Yeah. And hook it up to your antenna.
Yeah.
You guys still have those
put
in America,
it through
right?
the VHS and channel 3.
Yep.
Yeah, so Wii sequel is actually for real.
Wii sequel?
The Weequel. The Weequel. That's what I'm going with right now.
Oh, man.
Capacitive touchscreen with buttons still, maybe. And
God, man, are we going to make any...
Like, so, guess what? It's a tablet again.
Right.
The Wii tablet.
Like, the iPad happened, and now
everybody likes the iPad.
You missed that, too.
You control the whole game with a motion-sensing tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, will it be motion? There'll be a camera on the front of it so you can,
so I can take pictures
chat
of myself.
So you can...
Oh, let's put a phone on it.
But you can't take it out of the house.
Call people with your friend code.
Do you
remember that?
It's
a landline.
You can only call it. Exactly. You can only call it when you're in Bluetooth range of your Nintendo.
Yeah.
Let's see how much time we have here. The insanity is, we're 2 months away. And like, what is this going to be?
What?
They don't even know yet.
They don't even know. Like, because when I heard about the Wii, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Actually, Nintendo read these comments that were being posted. They're like, oh, we should do this.
Yeah.
And they just released this. And they're just going
to
throw...
Yeah, now they're like, oh, God, we have to do it now. This is what they want. They want touch screens, I guess.
So in 2 months, they're going to have a functioning
Everybody's
Wii
okay with this, I guess. They said they're okay with it only being as good as an Xbox.
They're going to tape four Wiis together with an iPad controller.
Just a 3DS attached to it.
Yep.
It's like, what is it going to run? Is it going to run Blu-ray?
Dude, I hope it's something.
Because Nintendo just moved to CD or DVD,
right? I hope it's something just outlandish. Oh, man, what could they do?
That
would just make it ridiculous.
Could be cartridge.
It wouldn't be cartridge.
Wouldn't be bad.
It could be SD games.
Right, SD card games.
Cartridge games.
Then, I mean, it's going to have to be proprietary again so it doesn't get the crap hacked out of it immediately, at least.
Right. Just use Compact Flash.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, those memory cards that nobody uses. There's tons of them laying around somewhere. Just use Compact Flash cards.
It's going to have to be something with like
DLC
an
only.
Extra nub.
It's actually the Wii Go.
Yeah.
Wii Go?
Yep.
It's only downloadable?
Yep.
Because Nintendo has got a real good, strong, firm grasp of how to do internet on their consoles.
Yep. I think, okay, how awesome would it be if they just
based on
to
how
cartridges,
they're yeah. handheld... that launched weeks ago with a strong online component
doesn't have that strong online component. They will probably be announcing this next Wii console.
So
by the time they get
wouldn't it be hilarious if it's just like, hey, our next the thing we were talking about is actually just going to be the 3DS that's really playable now. Like you can actually do stuff on it.
Actually,
the internet
play this thing.
And
did they announce a new color?
A touch screen, right? We weren't lying.
No, maybe that's it. Oh God! No.
Hey, it comes in red now.
Mm-hmm. It's totally new.
They just gut a whole bunch of old N64 cartridges and make those the games.
No, not good.
This is Super Mario 64. Meaning, 64.
If you peel off the label, you can see that it's just Gex.
Damn it!
There's really you got to play through 64 times to get the true ending.
They were telling me this was the new Zelda, and under it, it's just the old Zelda.
You can see the hologram coming through from Majora's Mask. Better now. So just a lot of the nuts and bolts of this announcement happening.
It's so scary.
Yeah, it is. Because
Nintendo knows what they're doing, though. They sell a bajillion of everything they make.
I think Nintendo is batshit crazy.
I think Nintendo has exhausted their goodwill with the population, and this thing that they're doing has to, like, either they hit it on the nose again, and they have a Wii blowout, which is, it appeals to the casual, non-video game playing people who want to play video games, and it becomes a fixture in every house in America. But when push comes to shove, the games and the longevity of it doesn't exist.
Oh, of course.
So like Nintendo or Xbox and Sony are making money on these downloadable games they have. They're making money on selling these online features. And Nintendo has already blown their load by selling out all their stock and then doing nothing to them. They're like, hey, we're going to bring in like a little like microphone so you guys can talk to each other online.
Yeah,
but you only can be playing Animal Crossing. Is that okay?
No.
No, it's okay, right? You like Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing or what's the underwater one? Like Blue Ocean or something?
Yeah.
Like, you can talk to people too.
You can talk at the fish.
See them?
Probably.
If only.
Not if only. Yes, if only Sega came out with Semen 2.
So Nintendo, I feel like it's either going to have to be for some reason, it's like, you know what America has always been wanting but didn't know they wanted?
Internet.
A capacitive touch screen with buttons on it that then would link up with the box in your room. And then you could pick your plays while you're playing Madden and the other person couldn't see it.
I just want to sit in on a brainstorming that Nintendo has and just be like,
yeah.
What are you thinking?
Please tell me. I can't even
justify this to me, please.
Yeah. Like, at least the Wii made sense where it's like motion controls that work theoretically. Like, you hold this sword, like, yeah, and now cool. You're swinging a sword. But
then you get your hands on it, and it's like, yeah, this is.
And then it's like, where are the games that actually use this?
Yeah, well, Nintendo makes them.
How come you had to rebuild this?
Nintendo planned on making another Mario game, but they need a new console for it.
Right,
that's the other bizarre thing. So, will Skyward Sword are they going to pull a Twilight one. Princess yeah, and do the
two consoles?
Yeah. Well, we built it for the Wii, so it still only looks like a GameCube, but it's available in HD, but fake HD. So, like,
but it's like
touchscreen.
Sort of HD, I guess.
Now your Navi can talk to you on your handheld tablet.
But I mean, okay, so the other thing of it is, like, we've seen Xbox and PlayStation just evolve into these better consoles.
Yeah.
And the Wii has been the Wii.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean they're more like tumors.
Right. Well, I mean,
they're not like
still play them.
They're not the Kinect and the Move are not like a third arm that makes your life easier. It's more of like the cancerous nub that's like,
I'm not talking about that stuff at all.
I'm saying
that just like originally, like, download games was not that big of a thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, they've like internet has expanded those consoles,
right?
And the Wii has just like
stagnated.
Yeah, it's like these are sort of things we've started to do.
You can download old Nintendo games once a week.
Those are things.
And now, like I said,
but you can only have four games on here.
You're gonna have to clean out the fridge, and hopefully we'll maintain our online services so you can keep it all. But like you were saying, like. People who are Nintendo fans, I feel, suffer from a severe amount of, like, Stockholm Syndrome. Because, like, you become attached to something for just being attached to it. Like, you spent so much time with Zelda that you're like, man, isn't Zelda great? Even though I'm playing the same Zelda games again and again and again, and there's no forward progression, and it's just the same thing. Mm. And there's no new IPs. And the only thing that's been novel that came out of Nintendo in the past couple of years is Pikmin and Smash Bros, mm-hmm. which is, again, just like a recycling of all what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then iterations upon that, too, and spin-offs. I feel like if they do it wrong this time, where they almost died in the GameCube era.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Like, if they do it wrong this time and they gimp the system, they don't make it HD, and they tack on this weird little gimmick that people are like, why do I want that? This could be the end of Nintendo.
Also, you know it has
But they made $1 million, like a million...
$1 million
so exactly.
They've sold like a billion of these consoles.
Right.
And it's like...
80 some odd billion Wiis or something. Yeah, right? It's absurd.
An absurd amount that they've sold.
80 billion.
So 80 million.
Oh. 80 million. Anyway, they sold an absurd amount of those. All these people that own those, you're going to release a console now for people who are casual gamers.
Yep.
You really think they want to buy another casual gamer box?
Right.
And if they're going to,
it's been like 5 years.
But still,
and now you price drop the Wii to 150.
Yeah, you're price dropping the Wii to 150. You're trying to push out more, but you're going to bring out another one.
Yep.
You have to make it play Wii games.
And you have a 3DS on the market that has this. What's the deal with this thing? Oh, it's just like this other console we have, but it's 3D.
We're gonna bring out another console. And what are you doing? Where's your timeline working?
Yeah, it just seems like there's the marketing there doesn't work like real life works.
Mm-hmm. Just wait and see what happens. I'm sure they'll be all right.
Yeah,
I'm guessing. I would put money that they do all right. Because you gotta look at gamers unlike us. For Nintendo's aiming towards them.
New people, yeah. People who are, they're aiming for the first-time Pokemon players, like they do with Pokemon all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that, like, even the person who's never played Pokemon or never played Zelda, like, the allure of that game rests so heavily on that game being the same thing that it's always been, that it's time to move forward. Like, even if somebody saw Pokemon for the first time and they're young and they're like, oh my gosh, that looks so fun and like I want to do it, you do it once and you're like, okay, I'm done now. Just like the Wii, you do your Wii Sports, you buy a Wii Sports Resort, you get, you know, maybe one other game for it, and then you're done with it. Like, so they're truncating their own lifespan by not creating anything new, and then that's also killing the goodwill of the people that will maintain that brand in time. Mm-hmm. Like the fans of the system and the supporters and
well, also casual gamers are going to buy the Wii 2 strictly. Oh, wait, there's another Wii out? I love the first Wii. Okay.
But I don't think that's the case. Like, I mean, the reason for buying the Wii was not like, or the Wii, reason for buying like the next Nintendo product was not because it's the next Nintendo product. It was because it does motion control.
Right.
And it comes with this game and we can totally play it as a family and, hey, look, Mom, I'm exercising instead of sitting around. Like what is that? I feel like if somebody's like, oh, it's a Wii 2 and it's just like the Wii, but now I can play games. We can watch Blu-rays on it. Like, maybe. is that what it is? Or has the consumer base become more intelligent to say, let's just get a PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
Or let's just get the next, we'll wait for the next Xbox.
I don't know. Only time will be able to tell.
Well, yeah, of course, but just saying, man, I'm sick of it. Like, you hear me, Nintendo? I'm tired of this crap.
We are sick of this.
I'm going to keep buying your products, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm part of the problem.
That's exactly what they want you to do.
Yeah. I mean, buying the 3DS. Yep. Right. But I ain't going to buy no Mario 64 remake.
I'm going
to
throw it away.
No. I will buy their console, and I will lament the fact that nothing comes out for it, but I'm not going to buy... I'm not going to buy GoldenEye 8 times on it, or I'm not going to buy, you know, Link to the Past for the 30th time in some different incarnation. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's just boring and underhanded and uninteresting.
Yeah. But a lot of the people out there don't even know that it's remakes.
Yes, I think they do, though.
I would say it's a 50-50 split. You got kids that are playing that stuff, and they're like, oh, this is stuff for the first time. Or you've got people that are just like crazy Stockholm Syndrome, like, I am trapped in this.
I will play whatever Nintendo comes out with next, because right. Nintendo has been so good to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Hurt me more, baby.
Exactly. Hurt me more.
It's so good.
I think we're going to wrap it up here.
Okay. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Not much else to talk about, so we're getting long in the tooth. We'll sign off. If you'd like to send us an email or you'd like to say something about how you don't believe in what I'm saying about Nintendo, you can email us at bbr@bossbarrel.com. I've seen a couple people posted on old reviews, so I've just been kind of looking at them. To the dude who posted on my Lost Planet review, thank you. And you'll notice that I gave it an average score, just like you said in your last paragraph. So we agree, mystery person. So just keep commenting on that stuff. Send us a like us on Facebook or send us a comment there too. But Boss Barrel Radio, signing out. Thanks, Ryan, John.
Who the boss?